Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app along the way. So we've kind of bounced all over in hour number one, talking about teams going for it way too much on fourth down, but it's because they can't rely on stupid kickers who can't do their job. And terrible special teams costing teams games, seasons, coaching staff, jobs, all of that. Going back to, all year, but really last Sunday night. Pittsburgh, that's the reason why ESPN is doing a show live in Pittsburgh right now, as opposed to in Baltimore. That's why Houston and Pittsburgh plays tonight, not Houston and Baltimore, because of the stupid kicker. But anyway, kickers. But anyway, same thing played out. Matt LaFleur almost loses his job because Brandon McManus stunk on Saturday night. So on and so forth. Teams go for it on fourth down, 13 of 26, league-wide in five games, 13 of 26. That's an average of five-plus fourth-down opportunities a game for both teams, which, two or three on either side, again, on average, doesn't seem like a whole lot. But, if you only have eight or nine possessions, that means you're going for it on fourth down, on roughly a quarter of your possessions. Roughly. Little things win and lose games. Little things. Not the big things. Little things. Not the things that you guys all care about. Little things. But I was fascinated Saturday night watching the Bears and Packers. We were able to loop it up on the hotel television because the hotel we were at, somehow, some way, did not have a working television in the bar. Crazy, right?
Insane.
Insane. In the membrane. The game was on Amazon Prime, which sucks. Not Amazon Prime. The fact that the NFL sold out and gave you the middle finger and forces these games to be on 16 different platforms. It just made it harder. My guy Bruce hooked it up on my TV in my room. Then we went up to hang out with a bunch of big swinging you-know-whats from Phi Sigma Kappa. Had some cocktails. I had a bunch of Coke Zeros. And we watched the game up there. I told you about McManus. The final touchdown. Right? The Bears make this comeback. Because McManus sucks. And the Packers are taking penalties. And the Packers don't have Micah Parsons. E.J. Cooper got banged up. Edgerrin Cooper, not E.J. Cooper. And ultimately, Caleb Williams made enough crazy-ass plays, despite being largely ineffective 24-48. He passed for 361 yards, which everybody looks at as, again, 24-48. He was not accurate, as usual. Two touchdowns, two interceptions, should have had more, whatever. But on the final touchdown, with 1:43 left on the clock, the Bears line up three receivers to the left. Unbeknownst to me at the time, they flipped their right tackle to the left side, and they faked a screen. Now, how did I know this? Well, AMAC discovered a piece of audio from a dude who breaks down tape.
Film Watchers 1 on TikTok, Instagram.
What's his handle?
Film.watchers1
and
on TikTok.
I think he does a good job, by
the way.
Does
a really good job.
I've seen him before. I think he does a good job. But listen to what he describes as what Ben Johnson did on this final Bears touchdown before I explain to you where Ben Johnson stole it from.
Out on top in a legendary chess match, because in the first quarter, he called this wide bunch look to the field side, and you notice the Packers defense only responded with two DBs over there. So the Bears were like, let me just hit this quick little screen out to Luther Burden, pick up 12 yards. So that told the Packers defense that the Bears are willing to take what they give them. So then in the second quarter, when the Bears come out and motion Colston Loveland in and kind of create one of those similar looks, something that they could run the screen out of, the Packers this time respond with man coverage. They want to match the numbers on the outside. They don't want to get beat by another one of those screen passes, so much so that their DBs kind of sit down on the shorter route, allow DJ Moore to come free, and he gets open for a first down. So then, with the game on the line, in one of the biggest moments, Ben Johnson calls a very similar one of those looks. He brings in Luther Burden while also having Darnell Wright attached on the left side. So it's a tackle over, which is why when they snap the ball, Darnell Wright just sprints out to the flat. Both of these receivers, Colston Loveland and DJ Moore, they sell blocks. Luther Burden kind of sells a block and then comes back for the screen, but by conditioning the Packers into thinking that they really need to guard against the screen, all three of these guys trigger downhill, and then all of a sudden DJ Moore, he's releasing downfield, he's wide open, bang. What a call from Ben Johnson, game winner. What a game.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay. Thanks to Film Watchers 1, right? All right. Great breakdown. It's better with the video, but I'm in an audio medium.
So tell us why you hate it.
Okay. I didn't hate it. I thought it was a very, 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 very creative play design.
Mm-hmm.
You know where he stole it from?
Is it somebody who was in the Shanahan tree under the Commanders?
Nope.
Or the Redskins at that time?
Nope.
Who?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Ah.
Who ran it against the Bears?
Same tackle
in the regular
over.
Season. Tackle over, fake screen to the left, tackle jumps out, mm-hmm. three receivers to the left, shoom, creates all sorts of mayhem, messes with your eyes. Jason in Laurel sent this to me from another dude who pointed out exactly the same, almost exactly the same formation. The same splits, the same look, the same concept, flipping the tackle over. And I was struck by not that Cliff Kingsbury ran it. I'm sure others run it. that it was against the Bears in on the Monday night game. And Ben Johnson then pulls it out. Wait a second. Let me back up here. Ben Johnson goes to it on Saturday night for the game-winning touchdown. So Ben Johnson is being credited with all of this brilliance. He stole the damn play!
Well, I think part of this was, I'm sure that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, but part of this was the setup of it, too. Like the same formation,
yes,
with slight changes.
I don't know,
and
if,
running
I don't
different
know if
things.
Cliff did that, yeah, exactly the way Ben Johnson did.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate end game is the play was a play that the Commanders ran against the Bears in the Monday night game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many other teams run this concept.
Yeah.
It's kind of foreign, right? I mean, anytime you see like a tackle switch sides, the Commanders or the Redskins used to do this occasionally with Trent Williams. They used to flip him from the left to the right, right, when they wanted to do something different and mess with eye candy and all that stuff. But I was struck by the fact that it happened against the Bears from the Commanders and Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ben Johnson goes out
and does it
and uses it for the game-winning touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I was just struck by it. I didn't mean to promise something that, you know, would prove that Ben Johnson is a brilliant, brilliant tactician. Nobody would question that. What you would question is, you can be the most brilliant play designer, and is your offense really good if it's asleep for 75% of the game?
Yeah.
Which is typical of the Bears.
Yeah, and I think that, like, in certain points, and I thought you were going to bring this up, there were a lot of times, I think there were a couple of trick plays that just didn't work for Ben Johnson and the Bears early on.
Yes.
Their run game was, I think you can say, you're running it effective if you just line up and run straight ahead. There was a lot of pulling.
Yep.
Pulling to the opposite, like running the ball to the opposite side of a pulling guard. Like, mm-hmm, things like this where it's like, you're being too cute. Let's just line up and run the ball. Right. You're being effective doing that.
No,
thought you were going to bring that up.
No, more than fair.
Mm.
More than fair point. And they only ran a Bears team that, you know, remember on the day after Thanksgiving, they ran for like 260 yards against the Eagles on the road. They only ran for 93 yards on Saturday night. And Caleb, again, throws for 361. Some of those throws are just miracle shots that he's just scrambling all over the place. Horizontal platform, way awkward, and he just flings it, and it comes down in a receiver's hands, right? I'm sorry. I'm not, like, sitting here giving him all sorts of credit for that. I mean, that's part of the game, but that's as much smoke and mirrors and luck as you get. The Bears offense, watch, you'll see it on Sunday against the Rams. They'll be asleep for 75% of the game, and then they'll wake up and score, like, 24 points, bam, 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 as a team melts down like the Packers did on Sunday night. Granted, the Packers without Micah Parsons. There's no way they would have lost that game if Micah Parsons was there. No chance. No chance. Anyway, wanted to bring that up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.